You're listening to Supply Chain Briefs. Real companies, real challenges, and real solutions.
Welcome to Supply Chain Briefs, the podcast that discusses the challenges, innovations, and critical issues of today's global supply chains. I'm your host, and thank you for joining me. On today's episode, we have Marianne Ross from Supply Chain Mavens. Marianne has graciously accepted an offer to be on the show today. And Marianne is active in adult education for over 30 years, starting her own training company in October of 2001. She is currently recognized through the APICS Instructor Development Program as a master instructor for the APICS certification courses. With that being said, Marianne has over 18 years of experience in a variety of manufacturing, purchasing, and logistics positions, including automotive, medical, consumer goods, and as well as others. She is the co-founder of Supply Chain Mavens, which is an educational program for people to get their certifications through ASTM and APICS. So with that being said, please help me in welcoming Marianne. Welcome, Marianne.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
It's fantastic to have you. I know we've been trying to get this on the books and trying to get this recorded for some time. We made it.
Yay.
So with that being said, Marianne, you know, within supply chain, there's a number of different certifications, different expertises that people can kind of fall into. Some of those certifications are CSCP, CPIM, CIRM, CLTD, and CTSC. And you can have your pick in choosing in which area you want to develop. But for the listeners, what is one of the main benefits one would get by obtaining one of these certifications?
Thank you, Joe. So that was a mouthful of acronyms for you. I'm going to approach this from the standpoint of what the benefits of the certifications have been for me. And because I have all of them, it'd be easy to just sort of touch on what each one gave to me in the way of benefits. So a long, long time ago, like 30 years ago, I was a shop floor employee. I was on an assembly line in a medical manufacturing company, and I took a position as a material handler. And in that position, I was then responsible for ordering raw material from the stock room and returning our finished goods from the assembly lines I was responsible for to the warehouse. And I became very intrigued and frustrated as to why the inventory never seemed to be correct. And so I just followed my managers around constantly asking questions, and they finally said, go take an APICS course. And at the time, the CPIM was the certification that would help with improvements in the manufacturing environment. And I loved CPIM. I ate it up. It was the 5 courses at that point that you had to pass. So it took me about a year and a half to earn my CPIM, but it really gave me an understanding of the entire organization as opposed to just my little department. So CPIM really broadened my perspective and enabled me to think more broadly about the company as a whole than just my little piece of it. So once I had the CPIM, then I was interested in the CIRM, which is Certified in Resource Management, and that's the one that APICS is no longer offering. But that one, again, broadened my perspective in terms of the organization and strategic planning. And it at that point now, I had moved over to the automotive world, and my original a goal was to become a first line supervisor. The CPIM, and then as I started to pursue the CIRM, enabled me to go into middle management positions. And again, it broadened my understanding of not just my little department, not even just my little company, but the supply chain partners that we interacted with. And that was extremely beneficial. That was around the time that I decided that I wanted to teach the courses first time, because I was just in love with the courses and with ASEM as an organization. And so CSCP became available, and I actually was one of the instructors who was involved in the pilot CSEP courses that were being put on. We were basically instructors teaching each other. And wow, I thought I knew a lot about manufacturing, and we were starting to use the word supply chain, but right. CSEP just opened doors for me. And thinking, it was hard for me to even concentrate on the material to pass the test, because ideas were just, my brain was just bouncing off the wall with ideas about different elements of supply chain. And then CLTT, the Certified in Logistics Management, came about, and I learned more about the entire logistics operations and dealing with all of the elements of importing and exporting products. And it was another huge awakening for me in terms of the things I wanted to know and the things I wanted to teach to my students. And then last year, I studied the CTSC, which is certification in supply chain transformation. And that too was a broadening of experience for me, a broadening of ideas that I could talk about with my students and my colleagues regarding the need in today's environment to radically transform a supply chain to keep up with the world around us. All of the things that we begin to talk about here is big improvements, where I've always been an advocate of lean principles and continuous improvement. CTSC gave me the understanding that there are times that a company has to make a huge transformation in order to keep up with the world around us. We start to talk about digital tools, blockchain, the Internet of Things, just so many topics, sustainability, resilience. You know, for a person in my age group, 70 years old, you might be thinking, I should be considering retirement, but I have no interest in retiring, because I find every element of supply chain to be fascinating. And the more I learn, the more I want to learn, and the more I want to help others learn, because I think that this body of knowledge, this whole concept of supply chain, truly does rock. It's what makes the world go around. And what I love is helping individuals who are starting their career by giving them the tools that are going to enable them to be successful, not just in one little area of the company, right, but to be able to talk to anybody within their company, their customers, their suppliers, anyone that they would have a stake in the supply chain, which is pretty much the entire world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. You've definitely given us a lot to land on there. But I can definitely feel the passion that you have for these certifications and the knowledge that you gain from going through these kind of endeavors. I have a similar, passion for supply chain, hence why I'm on the board of directors of ASCM as one of the youngest board of directors. I mean, it really is an exciting time to be in this space.
It is.
So with that being said, given everything that you've just, offered us about these certifications and the higher education, how practical are these learnings from the certifications that one would get? Because for anybody listening who may be on the fence right now on getting a certification, well, what is it going to do for me in my career? Yeah, it's cool to put, the letters at the end of my title, but what is it actually practically doing for me? I was hoping you could speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, I would love to, Joe, because I think that the courses themselves are giving us best practices, are giving us an understanding of what are the best practices relative to planning your operations, sourcing your materials, transforming your product, working with your customers in terms of order entry, delivering the product, following up on any element of the installation or the use of the product, use of metrics to determine where we still need to make improvements. But we're talking a lot of theory. So then we, from a individual's perspective, the next step is to use what we're learning to discuss with others in our organization and in our supply chain the practical application. Not every concept that we learn in this material is going to be applicable in every situation and in every supply chain, but we need to take what we're learning and work with others in the organization to understand how to apply these concepts, what will work, what maybe has to be tweaked a little bit because of your own environment. But these tools have enabled so many individuals that I have worked with in the 30 years to advance their careers, advance the companies in which they work, and make a difference. One of the things I am most proud of was knowing that when I was working for a manufacturing company, the things I was learning and then working with others to apply made a bottom line difference to that organization. When I say bottom line, the profitability, the success of that organization was improved because of the things I learned. And when you can do that, when you can take these tools into your company and work with others to apply them, your career is bound to take off. It's almost impossible for it not to happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I find it interesting because so many people would approach these kinds of offerings, you know, certifications, as just an extension of education. But it's not just an extension of the education platform. It's an enhancement. You're actually gaining tidbits and knowledge that you wouldn't otherwise be able to get from, you know, traditional schooling or whatever the case may be. So I really do appreciate you bringing that in about, you know, specialized skill set. It's targeted, it's calculated, and that's really fascinating. And I think the listeners are really going to get a lot of information based on that. So one of the questions that I had is, what skill sets could supply chain experts expect from obtaining these kinds of certifications? What are those skill sets that they're going to gain, and what are those skill sets that they're going to be able to utilize in the working area? Because, listen, if it's only going to be theoretical, then it's no good. Right. It needs to be practical. So I was wondering if you could speak on those skill sets.
Sure, I would love to. And thank you for asking that. So when I think about what do we get from the certification, the next thought that comes to my mind is what do we become by virtue of these certifications? We become more confident. So I want to talk about soft skills and technical skills. Mm. You mentioned, yeah, we're talking about theories, and theories are great. How do we apply them? So we get the technical knowledge that, again, we can use to collaborate and work with others in terms of the application of the theory in reality. But it's, to me, it was the things that this enabled me to become more confident, more willing to open up and discuss ideas with others, always with the caveat that I don't know more than anybody else. Mm. It's about applying what we're learning and with the mindset of it's not who's right in any situation, but what is right for our company, for our customers. And that's a whole nother conversation. So, you know, the skills that I learned, not just because of the courses themselves, but because of the networking. You mentioned being on the board of the local chapter. That was another area of growth for me that I never anticipated. It was the ability to first work with a local chapter, then at the district level, then to be on the APEX board of directors and work with other instructors, with companies, to talk with colleagues around the world. The knowledge and the skills just grew to the point that sometimes I don't even recognize. If I think if I were to meet the person I was 30 years ago, I probably wouldn't recognize that individual because I was very quiet, very introverted. Now you can probably see it's hard to get me to shut up rather than to speak up. But it was because of the knowledge. It was the confidence to know I know a little bit about what I'm talking about, and what I know and what you know together can move this company in the direction we want it to go.
That is absolutely amazing. You know, and again, I mentioned it earlier, and you could probably hear from me. I'm a very passionate individual, but I can hear it coming from you, how passionate you are about, you know, what you do and the difference that you make within supply chain. And I really just want to thank you for that. Could you speak a little bit, though, on the differences from the certification programs, understanding the internal and external supply chain activities that impact customer service?
Yeah, but first thing I want to say is I don't make a difference. I don't feel like I make a contribution. I help other individuals make contributions in their supply chain, and that is so exciting to me. But when we talk about the internal and external, the first certification, the CPIM, enabled me to see how the planning, the scheduling, the sourcing of materials enabled us to improve our customer service. CSCP took that further for me in helping me to understand that any single change in the entire world around us, something that's happening on the other side of the world, seems small, and yet it has a ripple impact on American companies and vice versa. So the things that we learn help us to understand how the internal operation of a company is impacted by everything that happens in the world around us. And the more that we understand that, the more that we're able to view the world around us and the changes in the world around us, and then apply it to what we do in a factory, moves product every place in the world. And that's why supply chain rocks, is because, you know, we impact the world. We're the reason that we have the clothes on our back, the food on our table, the very table that we eat on comes to us by virtue of a supply chain. Mm-hmm. And every single individual in that supply chain plays a role in making that happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, early in my career, I learned that you could have the best marketing department, you could have the best accounting department, and you need those. But if you don't have a rock solid supply chain, the best marketer and the best accountant aren't going to be able to get product in and out the door. And then you have nothing to account for, and you have nothing to market because you just can't get product in and out the door.
You know, that's true, Joe, because just this week I was talking to a class about the sort of strategy that a company uses where they have a certain amount of workers for a portion of the year, and then they have to ramp up in advance of a spike. And I was using UPS as an example, saying that, you know, when it comes to about this time, maybe another month from now, you'll see UPS hiring additional drivers. And then it occurred to me, oh, they not only hire additional drivers, they hire additional people to load those trucks. And so to your point just there, sales and marketing may go out there and take the order, but if there's not enough able-bodied people all the way through the supply chain to deliver that product, the order isn't going to go anywhere, right? And I think Absolutely. That's one of the things that COVID really taught us, is that the farmer, the people picking the crops, the people transforming the crops into products, the people loading trucks and delivering that product is critical to the supply chain having success in the marketplace. And so I think one of the biggest takeaways for me in the years and the knowledge is that we need everybody in the company.
Absolutely.
We need everyone, and we need to collaborate. Trust and collaboration are such a huge part of supply chain.
Absolutely. And well, actually, it's interesting. One of the previous episodes on supply chain briefs here, we were talking to the CEO of a company, and he had told us, he's the CEO of Radiance Living, Ernesto, and he had mentioned to us that when he took that position as CEO, the company was in a dire situation. And they really needed to figure out what they were going to do. They had to make decisions. And the key thing that he said that really turned that company around was inviting supply chain to have a seat at the table.
Yes. Yes.
And you can't develop your strategy of what you're going to do without consulting, at least consulting, with supply chain. Because, again, you could have the best marketing and the best accountants and the best strategy to say, this is where we think we're going to tackle, this is what we're going to do. But if supply chain is not at the seat at the table, they're the ones that are going to say, well, is it feasible? Can we actually do it? It sounds good on paper, but can we get the trucks to move where we need to get them? Can we get the shipments in when we need to get them? Do we have the relationships with suppliers in order to be able to fulfill this idea, this strategy? So very, very interesting conversations with Ernesto. And I can hear it echoing in what you're saying, that, you know, supply chain needs to have a seat at the table.
Absolutely. You know, you were reminding me that way back in one of my roles in manufacturing for a contract manufacturer, we were developing a new product with a customer, and we had some suppliers at the table, and we had this prototype, and we thought we were heading in the right direction. We were actually making this product bigger so that it would be easier to manufacture, to get all of the components in place. And the next week, we brought the installation team into the room, and they looked at the product and they asked us, how do you think we're going to get that up a pole in a field where the wind is blowing? What do you think is going to keep it up that pole during that windstorm? And we all looked at each other and thought, no one thought about the installation. Nobody thought about how we're going to do exactly what they're suggesting. How are you going to install it? And how are you going to keep it from falling down? So it was you were just reminding me that every single person in the supply chain has a value to that supply chain.
Absolutely. Marianne, this has been a fantastic conversation. We're going to start wrapping it up here. But before that, I'm just curious from my own perspective, because I do intend on pursuing some of these certifications eventually when the timing is right. What would you say is the first one that you would recommend myself or anybody to start with?
So the question I always ask individuals when they ask this of me is, think about the role you have now, the role that you aspire to. Are you looking to help make improvements within the four walls of the company? Or do you have a passion for the supply chain as a whole? If you're in a role within the company, when you think that you can make improvements in the way the company operates internally, CPIM is a good place to start. If you have a supply chain role, if you deal with customers and suppliers, I love CSCP. And one of the reasons I love it so much is every single day I can open up my feeds, I can go to LinkedIn, I can open newspaper, I can turn on the news, and I will see something that applies to that big supply chain and the everyday issues facing supply chain. So those two to me would be, either one of those would be the place to start.
Awesome. Awesome.
And well, the other thing I would say to you, the key to earning it is to want it. Want it so badly that you will put in the work to achieve it.
Awesome. Awesome advice, Marianne. For our listeners, definitely reach out to Marianne, Supply Chain Mavens. They know what they're doing, and they really do get you from point A to point B. Marianne, thank you so much for your time on the show. Thank you for being here. thank you for our listeners. A little shameless plug here. We're number 13 in the country right now, and we started out very small. So, Marianne, again, thank you for your time. Thank you for being here. And for everybody listening, this has been another episode of Supply Chain Briefs.
Thank you, Joe.
This has been an episode of Supply Chain Briefs, which can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever else you get your podcasts from. Real companies, real challenges, and real solutions.